And away we go. We're on the air for this Wednesday, September 16th, 20... What is... every time, Glenn. Why can't I get through an introduction on this show without you screwing something up?
It's okay. It just fell. It'll be fine.
All right. Whew, let's move on. All right. Here we are. It is a... what day of the week is it? Do you know?
Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday, yeah. If you've been listening, you would have heard me say that a few minutes ago.
Oh, well... I don't worry about it.
No, you don't. It's a Wednesday. It's on the air here. Glenn Coble's with us and Adam Lepp, whose show is heard Mondays from 10:10 to 11 a.m. and then Tuesday and Thursday from 2:10 to 3 p.m.
His show is heard Mondays.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Is that when you hear it?
Does that have anything to do with herd?
Herd immunity?
Immunity.
Oh, good. Let's get into it, Glenn.
Very much so.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's a very good thing.
Okay, hold on. Here we go.
I can tell this is good.
Well, I don't have a dog in this. But here's what I'm going to say is during the conversation, I don't think Glenn and Adam have ever done a show together.
Oh, absolutely
We've never even met.
Well, here we go.
Yeah, well, just for a few minutes, I have things
we're
to do.
We're aware. Don't panic, Adam. Don't panic. Here we go.
Okay.
The deal is,
I'm going to try to kill
him. He seems a little worried, doesn't he? I don't know what's going on. Okay, let's talk about the pandemic. Because Glenn comes in and sanitizes everything,
yep.
And Adam has different feelings about this, so let's just talk about it, because I think that's worth talking about. Because you were talking about it during the break, so why not talk about it on the air?
What were you talking about during the break?
Well, Adam, why don't you start here? What's your feelings on this pandemic? You've called into my show and gave your feelings. You give it on your show. What do you make of COVID-19?
Well, I just live my life. You remember Morgan Freeman from the great movie filmed in our area? The Shawshank Redemption. Mm-hmm. I can't really imitate Morgan Freeman like I can imitate Dr. Ruth and a few others. So I'll just talk in the Adam voice. Get busy living or get busy dying. Every day is a victory. Every day you wake up and you're healthy and you're happy, or at least partially happy. That's a good thing. But be responsible about it. And that's how I do things.
I like that. I think that's good.
We may interpret it differently.
Yes, I'm sure we do.
So why don't you give me your interpretation of what you were saying there,
I'm
Adam?
I'm going about my business, and I'm getting busy living. Now, granted, I just lost my dad, and my mom passed away almost 30 years ago. So when you don't have any direct descendants still living, you look at your own life, and I want to be the best person I can and do it responsibly.
That's good.
And the controversial stuff, well, Patrick and I have a show planned for next week, which will probably be a bit edgy, more than the show we did a couple days ago. But just follow my posts on social media, and I think it'll be pretty obvious how I feel. But, you know, Scott, me and Glenn may not agree, but we can still shake hands.
Well, I'm not sure.
Or whatever,
I don't know
and
yet.
Still be friends.
Elbow touch.
Yeah. We still respect each other.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, because we haven't gotten that far yet, because I'm not sure what anybody's saying.
So, because, you know, intelligent people can do that.
Let's stop beating the bush here, Adam. Now, what is it you feel about COVID-19? Do you believe it's a pandemic? Do you believe that we're doing the right thing? Do you believe the governor, DeWine, is handling it correctly?
I believe it's overblown. I believe Governor DeWine is greatly infringing upon our rights. And I think he'll not be governor after this next election.
Okay.
Who do you think the Democrats would put up against him?
That's a good question. That came up, I think, in the Columbus mayoral election. There was no competitor for Ginther, and I wanted to vote him out, but there was no competitor. There will be this time, because he's really got some
I don't think Rich is coming back.
No, I don't think Rich. I think Rich
All right,
has had it.
Take the phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Chip. How you doing?
Good.
I was asking about you yesterday. Are you doing? You're doing well.
Yes.
Getting through the pandemic, okay?
Yes.
All right. Well, how's work?
Good.
Well, we're so glad to hear from you, Chip. Good
to
know you're out
good
there
to
listening.
Hear you.
Thanks for calling, Chip.
No back seat yet.
No back seat.
Vaccine.
Oh, no vaccine.
Vaccine. Yeah.
Yes.
Not yet.
Not yet. But we're holding out hope, right, Chip?
Yes.
Are you wearing your mask?
Yes.
All right. Thanks,
good man.
Jim.
I want to thank Jared for listening. He's a native of Richland County.
So all right.
That's, you know, where they filmed the Shawshank Redemption.
So overblown in what way?
Well, let's just wait till Patrick and I talk next week. I don't want to get too edgy. We weren't quite as edgy last hour.
Overblown is edgy.
It's edgy. It's a sensitive topic. And I don't want to feel like I'm disrespecting your guests.
Are you kissing the ring, Adam? Are you kissing the ring?
Your guest from last week.
I've heard that there's some ring kissing going on.
Now, that was one of your
customers. One person in the audience knows what that means.
No, now, too, because I'm in your audience.
Because you do know, yes. I don't know. So what is the show about next Monday?
Well, we're going to talk about DeWine and his decisions and what is within and not within his power. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
All right.
It'll be a little more edgy than talking about him going through a car wash.
Do you think
and his friendship with the weasel and singing these parody songs. And
do you think Pepper will come try to run for governor?
That would be an interesting choice.
Yeah. Wouldn't be my favorite.
I don't know. I see it, Glenn, like the Ginther election. He didn't have a competitor. And when you don't have one, what do you do? But
who,
I can
who
assure
have
you,
a competitor? I'm sorry.
Andrew Ginther, when he ran for re-election in Columbus, and he will this time because he's very polarizing, but he isn't very well liked at this point.
I've just found out that Elena Shearer is running for office in the next district over, and Elena and her brother was my daughter's soccer coach, and her father was a doctor of ours, and her mother. So I've got some connections there. I'm starting to follow her quite a bit.
Now, Adam, is this a subject you have to feel you have to be closed mouth on?
At this point, yeah, I'm not here to really stir the pot up. What's interesting is I have two of my friends
I'm not
watching.
Sure what that means.
We want to thank them for watching.
I don't know what that means.
And they certainly have differing opinions, but that's good to hear.
Right, but I'm not sure what's stirring the pot. I'm not sure why an opinion would stir the pot.
Well, it's also a case where your guest last week was outstanding.
Which guest?
Mr. Mahoney, I believe, was his name.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want to feel like I'm disrespecting or that I'm downplaying something.
But you're going to do it on Monday. I'm confused.
On a level of what the mandates are, and the mask being the big one.
Well, what's the big deal with the mask?
What's the big deal with them?
Yeah, I guess I'm just not... I mean, this is just a preview of Monday's show, right? I mean, you actually have to listen to hear what's going to be said.
Multiple things going on, but let's go ahead and just table that till another discussion. I see one of my listener, the one from the Richland County native, giggling a little bit, but that's okay. It's good to giggle a bit and kind of think, what is the host thinking?
Co-host. We don't even know what that all means.
No,
Glenn, why don't you tell us your opinions on COVID, and let's see if we can go a little deeper.
I'm just the benign intruder right now.
I have two family members that have died of COVID, and I have one that got sick and is getting better. So I believe it, and I'm 74 years old, and I believe that I'm not going to be cavalier about it. It's not something that I think I have the right to shun because I could die of it, and I have a family that I'm responsible to. I also have people that I talk to a lot, and I wear a mask so that I don't get somebody else sick. I was thinking about that when I was coming in. I was listening to you, and when I was coming in, I was thinking about that. Why do I really wear a mask? Is it to protect myself, or is it to protect the person I'm talking to? Now, the politically correct answer is I wear a mask to protect you, but that's not true. I wear a mask primarily to protect myself.
But apparently that doesn't work.
Well, it does. Now they believe it does to some degree, and whatever degree it is good with me. But I really do not want to have to come into work some morning and have them tell me, hey, you're going to have to do the show alone because Scott's got COVID because you gave it to him. I don't want to have to do that.
Well, no, I don't think anybody wants to hear that. So I don't know. But
yeah, if you play it off that way, somebody is going to do that. That's the problem.
Do you feel that way, Adam? Are you still on mute over there?
No, I'm just listening.
I believe, and you tend to be cavalier about it. Adam, I believe, tends to be cavalier about it because you're both younger. And
cavalier
it doesn't
in
make
way.
As much difference to you as it does to me.
No, I don't think it's a cavalier attitude that I have toward it. What I feel is that if I came in here every morning and stated numbers and did what they're doing on every other show, that it becomes redundant, and I do think you can cause
panic. Oh, and it's boring as hell.
Right, and I think you can panic people in that way. Now, I have no problem wearing a mask in a store. No problem at all. It doesn't bother me. I don't have any breathing
issues.
Some
people look better with a mascot.
I do.
Well, Adam, if we could just get one for your whole face, I'd feel more comfortable.
I wouldn't have to worry about looking at my hair in the phone.
I don't have to keep doing that.
That looks fine.
Why? So I don't believe I have a cavalier attitude toward the mask, because I think I wasn't one of those people who had an anger issue about it.
But when it first started coming out, you and I were talking about it, and I believe you had a cavalier, not in a bad sense, but it wasn't something that bothered you a lot, and that's fine.
But you know, most things don't.
Yeah, I'm not criticizing you for that. That's just the way you are.
Right. It would just fall into that category. But I certainly, if I knew somebody had tested positive for it, I wouldn't go around them. So it's not that I have a whole.
What if you tested positive? Would you?
This is the problem with Facebook Live. We had a Count Chocula laugh there, and we have no idea why.
My friends who are commenting, they're making some amusing comments.
Oh.
They're criticizing us.
They're criticizing. Yeah.
I'm not going to get paranoid about
somebody
it.
Somebody made a rather amusing comment about you, but I'm not going to. It was amusing and in good taste.
Is this a person who's angry about the tickets?
Oh.
Well, of course, he's bitter. Bitterness over there.
It could be.
Yeah.
Oh, this is Facebook Live, huh?
People who are bitter.
I've never been around a Facebook Live.
Oh, it's no fun, Glenn, because we don't know what's going on.
Well, I don't care.
Neither do I.
You notice, Glenn, your little headset thing matches your glasses. You're very coordinated.
That's kind of cool.
You're very coordinated.
Yeah.
We're going to break. Hey, Charlie. Did you know that Mayor Jack Kellogg has a great collection of political memorabilia?
Yes, I did know that. But do you know what his most prized political possession is?
No, Charlie, what is it?
Hillary Clinton's hairbrush. Never been used.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here on, hey,
I can keep on
talking. No, you can't keep doing that. We're back from the break here, Glenn.
I am so sorry.
Glenn and Adam, my gosh. One day we'll get professionals in here.
I swear, Scott,
you got to pay a professional.
Gee whiz. Well, I would hope, if I was paying somebody, I would hope it would be a little better than this. But here's the deal. Adam has now stated during the break, it's on Facebook Live now, that whole conversation there we just had during the break.
That's cool.
It's like being bugged.
Yeah, I didn't say any bad words.
So, no.
Yeah.
Well, Tom Brenneman, he was not really on the air. He was on an internet feed. As you remember, when he said that word he shouldn't have said. He was on a live internet feed on MLB.TV.
Right?
He wasn't actually on the air in a traditional sense.
Okay.
So, Adam, the question is, why are you pleading the fifth, as you said to the Facebook people? Now the radio people get to hear that you're pleading the fifth. Well, why are you pleading the fifth all of a sudden?
Let's add some mystery. Let's encourage people to read my Facebook posts, most of which are sarcastic, but that's how I am. And listen to me and Patrick on Monday. Let's put it that way.
Cool.
I don't know how to respond to that.
We'll talk about Glenn with his headset cord and his glasses.
My Aqua headset and Aqua glasses.
Well, let's talk a moment quickly, because we spent the whole last hour of my show talking about politics, and that's when we got the phone calls.
So we want phone calls.
Sure.
Yeah, give us a call.
And now, clearly we know where Glenn is going in this upcoming election.
Yeah, sure.
And Adam says he's undecided.
I'm undecided.
Now, why, Adam? Why are you undecided?
Well, the debates were going to be a spectacle because we have the reality show host versus the person that some people think can only really present himself properly if he has cue cards or a teleprompter, whatever they call it. And we have two very different vice presidents. And we have probably two very different First Lady candidates.
Now, you said you were not a fan of Kamala Harris's. Now, you did not elaborate why in hour number one. You just took a swipe
the
at
initial,
her and say.
Right, this I'll comment on, but I don't want to go too far and make this make
this,
this
is another.
Battle.
Is this for Monday, too? Is this another Monday?
Well, they can't talk.
This is the worst show I've ever been a part of.
The first thing was...
I love it.
We're on radio, but we can't talk about it.
She said that ICE was like the KKK, which is highly offensive, highly untrue. And I've not heard her really back down from that. In fact, I think she strengthened it. And she seems to have treated Mr. Blake like he's a hero. I don't know the entire story. I was a chem major, not a law enforcement major, but you know, I wasn't born yesterday, and that becomes more true every single day, as you know, Glenn.
That's right.
And in terms of Blake, he had active warrants. He had a very violent record, not like George Floyd, where Floyd had been pretty clean for several years. Blake had a long list of convictions. He had an active warrant. He had a weapon.
So
football players are wearing his name on a helmet. I don't know if he deserved the exact fate, but he's no hero. Let's find a better role model. Breonna Taylor case, I don't know the entire circumstance, and also because it's in a fairly nearby city, too. And as you heard, there was a settlement. That's entirely different.
A lot of money.
And
$10 million, was it?
I feel for people when they say, what does the person that... was committed a crime, that was a victim of a crime committed by Mr. Blake, think when...
Let people know, when you say Mr. Blake, who you're talking... Some people might not understand.
Jacob Blake, yeah, when his name is on a football player's helmet. I don't know the entire circumstance, Glenn, but I can't say I'm too thrilled about that. And she's bowing down to the very far left and way overdoing the political correctness. I don't want to get into a big discussion about it. Those are the two things that come to mind. Now, keep in mind... Talk about presenting themselves well. She presents herself very well. She, even the way I like her Converses. Even little things like that sometimes. And that giggle, it's infectious.
Yeah.
She's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Well, on September 24th.
If you want to hear just the bottom line, that's it. And I want to move forward. I don't want to get into a shouting match. But if you ask, Scott asked a question, and Ron and I had talked about it, so... That's my answer.
On September 24th, 2018, I predicted that Biden and Kamala would be the duo at the top of the... And a lot of people then said, well, you're nuts. Kamala, definitely not. And Biden, they're running him out on a rail. But apparently I got it right.
You got it right. But what do you feel about the comments there? Adam's explanation of why he does not like Kamala Harris.
I didn't quite understand why he doesn't like her. He said nice things about her. She has a...
Well, that she's a wolf in sheep's clothing, that she's supporting somebody who he doesn't feel she should be supporting.
And that's fine. That's what politics is about. You should be able to say, I don't agree with a person because they're supporting somebody. But I think the opposite side of the aisle... the choice is so much worse that you could have a convicted criminal running for president on one side, and it would be he would have less.
You would agree, Glenn. You question Biden's mortality, right? He'll be over 80, and he is declining.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I didn't say he's declining. I just said being 74 years old, I resent it when people say you're declining just because you're getting older.
No, I don't think you are at all.
I think there are a lot of people that are at the top of their game at 85. Look at Mary Ellen Withrow.
Oh,
she is at the top of her game.
She hasn't lost one milliliter.
Right, and I think that's where Biden is.
You haven't either. I think you've actually gotten better, Glenn, because you've been on this show.
I care more.
I knew you first as a sports announcer at another station.
I wasn't very good at that. But
now I know. You know, he has a friend. And a radio colleague here, I think you've improved. People gain wisdom with age.
Yeah, I hope so.
It affects people differently.
Well, when I started running for office, I realized that I had to quit trying to be a nice guy, and I still am a nice guy, but I quit trying to be politically correct, and I quit trying to say what I thought people wanted to hear.
But you don't feel Biden is declining, because that was the assumption.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I talked to him for about 20 seconds when he was here in town. And I was just taken with his sincerity. And you never know anybody in 20 seconds.
And many times, Glenn, it is a case of eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Yep.
So there are four candidates.
Yeah.
Which of them absolutely repulses me? And that's Harris. None of the others absolutely.
That's weird.
None of the others absolutely repulse me.
The president.
But I certainly have. I have negative things about the other three, as I think anybody does, even his biggest supporters.
I can't believe somebody would pick the current president over
I'm still waiting for debates. I'm waiting to see how COVID plays out.
Do you think he'll stalk the person around the stage like he did Hillary?
The economy also, as the economic viewpoints are very different.
My 401k is down 4.89 this morning over the last year. So it's not that great for those of us who are not rich.
Well, that's because the governors have closed down the economy.
Oh, whatever.
Causing an economic crash.
Okay. Blame it on the governors, but it's still not the greatest economy. Now, the stock market is going up. Now it's not even going up, but the stock market is not where most people live financially.
Yeah, well, I'm someone who supports Wall Street and Main Street. As a small business owner myself, but even if I were not, I certainly felt the same way when I worked in the corporate world. They're both important, and they can coexist. The system isn't perfect by any means whatsoever.
Yeah. No, I think that's we have to keep working at it.
That's part of the charm of the United States, Glenn. I really realize that as I've gotten older, and you probably would agree, just disliking the politicians, people, I think you and I would agree, we love our country. It's our government that we're afraid of. I think we probably can agree on that, at least to most of an extent. But that's part of the charm.
But you know,
the controversy and just finding that common ground, that's part of what we love about the United States, and that really is unique. We are the greatest country in the world, not because it's such a great place to live or that we don't have our problems, but there are so many unique things, and it stimulates the mind, as I've talked about. Donald Trump has caused people to follow the news, follow history, learn about presidents, human nature.
Why do you think we're the greatest country in the world?
Because we are so unique.
We're
the land of opportunity. And yeah. We have states that all have their identities. We have Ohio.
You know what the only things that we lead the world in? Incarceration and belief in angels. That's the only thing we're number one in.
We are traditionally, I think, a law and order society, but it's not a perfect system, and that certainly is.
Well, our president isn't, so. I agree with having a good law and order society, but right now we are shunning that and putting our nose up.
As I talked with Scott earlier, I mentioned, I don't know really much about either sheriff candidate, but Scott, you know, the wonderful interviewer that he is, I'm very impressed with both candidates. If I were to pick, I would prefer Bales. Can I kind of confuse them because their names are similar?
Yeah, it is hard.
Yeah, see,
it?
See, even you think that because Scott thought I was crazy, but when I said that,
oh, you think? Oh, I got.
Well, I have no.
I first saw the names. Wait a minute.
Yeah, I have no
is
issue.
The old one.
Yeah, I like the way he talked, and he seems like moderate. You know. Moderate Republican, but I mean, in local politics, I don't think Democrat Republican really means anything. And maybe we need some fresh blood. And Scott Scherzer seems like a good guy. Again, Marion obviously is more leans Republican. I mean, that's well known. Mid Ohio is Republican country.
It's falling in that way, right?
And Scherzer
like
does
that tree over by the library.
Yeah, Scherzer seems nonpartisan, but again, he's a mayor, and his job is to be the top cheerleader, the top supporter of the city, and to spread that love to Marion and anywhere else in the world. Get jobs here, keep crime down, make people smile when they see that sign, "Welcome to Marion." You'll feel right at home.
Yeah, and I've been trying to do that since 2004 when I came here, and it's really tough because people don't seem to really be, progressive enough to make Marion great. I think you have to keep moving forward to make anything great, and that's why my show is called A Progressive Life. So anyway, you and I can see that we would have some very good independent discussions, except for you can't talk about anything because it's going to be on your show.
Yeah, it just depends.
Apparently it's a mystery. I've never... Usually when people plug a show, they want to tell you what's going to be on the show.
Well, I want to know that lady that texted you and said that... hopefully he wouldn't kiss my ring. I want to know, why does she dislike me? Or
what? Oh, Glenn, I can give you a lot of reasons why people might dislike you.
I'm a really nice guy, honest.
No, I think it's just that political opinions is what I ascertain.
And I listen to anybody's political opinion, and I try to listen rather than find arguments.
Now, do you think Adam's kissing your ring by being...
No, I like Adam. He's telling the way he believes. I think that's the way we should
be. Well, I don't know.
That's what I said about Donald Trump. Let's put what you think about him aside. You can look at him as being crazy and dangerous, or you can say he's pleasantly quirky and harmless. And that's what people say about me. I'm pleasantly quirky and harmless.
I would vote for you before I vote for
Donald Trump. You can see the glass is half full with that quirky, harmless. Yeah, he is a reality show host. What do you expect? Obama was a law professor. You would expect him to be different men in the way they present themselves.
I want a president that has some intelligence, and he doesn't apparently have it. I don't know.
No, Trump does not have book smarts. Again, but he's very street smart.
Oh, here comes a call. Okay. This will be good.
Okay, we'll see who this is.
I hope so. Go ahead, caller.
Hi there. This is Jared.
Hey, Jared. See, I had to convince Jared to call.
Oh, okay.
Good. Well, go ahead, Jared.
I had to say, Glenn's a good guy. Don't be afraid to call. We're not going to...
Go ahead, Jared.
The boogeyman's not going to come and get you, believe me.
How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Good.
Good to hear.
I'm learning stuff.
So, I am... Don't hate on me. I am a huge Trump supporter. I'm super gay. I get called a Nazi probably 3 times a week.
Why do people do that?
That's what I don't understand.
That's stupid.
No.
That's stupid. I think people are so angry about Trump that they throw that word around like they know what they're saying. I bet you $100 billion you are not a Nazi.
No, there's been a lot of name-calling.
I wish I could get in on that bet.
Yeah, the name-calling is really...
I hate the name-calling. Except
granted,
for I do
but
it.
But granted, Donald does name-calling also. I mean, he's guilty, too. I mean, we're all guilty, myself included.
Oh, yeah, he is.
But go ahead. What were you going to say?
I appreciate how crude he is. And I'd rather have a president that wants to grab adult women rather than little children like Joe Biden.
When did he ever do that?
I say that a lot.
I've heard that.
Bring that up a lot, and they're like, oh, well, he said, she said, in the privacy of this person.
I have never, ever heard that before. Until
kind of like The Atlantic recently, and they were like, you know, oh, we have these sources that we can't reveal to you that said this. And then we had 10 people come out and say, no, he never said that. Even John Bolton came out and said, no, he never said that.
Yeah, but
John Bolton hates his guts.
Can you go back and tell me what the background and the source that Biden grabbed a little kid?
Oh, there's tons of pictures. He does it publicly, sniffing their hair, grabbing them sexually.
I do that with my grandkids all the time.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I grab them by the head and rub their head and give them noogies
sniff
and stuff like that.
Sniff them and make their parents feel really uncomfortable.
No, their parents know that I love them.
Yeah, see, it's different then. It's your grandkids, not some, you know, random children that are, you know, it wasn't just one child, it was every child.
Well, I think that's...
came up on stage with him.
I think you younger people didn't grow up in a time... That used to be, when I was a young kid, when somebody, some adult would do that to me, I knew they loved me. And I think that's kind of where Biden comes from.
But what about his statement saying that he, you know, he enjoys children coming up and playing with his leg hair? Like, where did that come from?
I have not heard that one. I'm sorry.
The things that come out of this guy's mouth is just...
I have not heard that. And I've heard a lot of lies about him that have been told by Fox News. And I get so confused because there are so many lies on both sides that, you know, it is confusing.
It really is. It really is.
But I'll guarantee
another
you.
Another thing I was saying in the chat was, is, you know, there's no Democratic vote or presidential candidate right now. I don't agree with Joe Biden even being allowed to run with his state of mind. He has dementia. It's totally obvious.
Where did that come from? I know that. I know where that came from. That came from Fox News and Mr. Trump. Yep.
No. You can even when you watch him, he constantly flips over his words. He can't have...
Well, President Trump does that. I don't call him having dementia just because he slurs and doesn't remember what he says and stuff.
I believe our president is dyslexic. I do. I believe President Trump is dyslexic.
Okay.
I do. I don't see anything wrong with that. That's another theory.
No, I'm
right?
dyslexic, so yes.
He has his own mental issues, just like we were talking about most men are colorblind earlier. So we all have our own mental issues and issues. But when you see an 80-year-old man decline so far that he can never get up on stage without having a gasp, that's completely out of line.
Without having,
like
I'm,
telling
I miss
the
that.
Black people, like without telling him. Black people, if you don't vote for him, you ain't black. Like, what was that about? Who says stuff like that?
I so haven't heard that one either.
Well, he did say that. That was a well-known statement.
I'll Google it after we're done here.
Yeah, dude, please.
Well, no, that's what I do here. I listen to a lot of BS that comes across from people, and then I go home and I look it up. And most of the time, it is BS. So, not all the time. You may be absolutely correct.
Well,
but I'm going to find out.
there's a lot of turmoil going on right now, but I appreciate the last, you know, there's the list of things that our president has done. And I look at things like prison reform and stopping decriminalizing homosexuality throughout the world, all kinds of different things that just totally put me on track with our president currently, rather than switching to a loser, excuse me, Joe Biden, that has done horrible things for the black community for decades and has done nothing. I mean, you can go back to when he was running for Senate, I guess 20, 30 years ago, and you watch what was going on then. He lied about his college degrees. He lied about everything in his life. They called him out, and he's like, oh, yeah. And he said he was the top of his class. No, he was like the third at the bottom of his class or something like that. You know what I'm talking about?
It sounds like you're talking about the president rather than the former vice president.
No, he's
told 19,750 some lies, and you're complaining about adjustments.
Whoa, president, 750,000 lies, what?
No, he's...
Are you talking about the pandemic?
No, he's told 17,000... No, was it 19,751 lies at last count by a newspaper that you'll probably call fake.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Jared.
You're giving me things to go home and study up on.
And
thank you.
There we go. I could have stayed home today.
No need to come in at all.
Well, it's interesting because people do have strong opinions,
sure,
and I think
do.
That was a good example of it.
And that's right. He should. And I'm glad he's thinking about it. That's more important than anything. But I what scares me is there is such a propaganda machine running, and I would say it's running stronger on the Fox side than it is on all the other mainline newspaper and radio and television stuff. But he has every right to believe that, and hopefully he will learn more.
This is what I was saying earlier on before anybody came in. I don't understand why on the local level we do get so upset, though. That is bothersome to me because I do know that friendships have been lost recently over this election, which
shouldn't
I think
be.
Is... Right, I think that's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And, we don't know these guys. And you know what? Just like in 2016, the world is going to spin the next day. Once we declare a winner, it's going to be fine. It's just that way. That's how
no,
we
it's
live
not
going to
be fine. There will be half the people will be very angry, and the other half will be gloating. So I hope I don't gloat if Biden wins.
I think you'll be very happy that Wednesday, Glenn, and you're on a Wednesday morning.
I will.
People keep saying they're not going to declare it that night because the write-in votes.
I don't believe that.
No, I think they will. Because I think what will happen... Here's what I think... This is my prediction, not my... Because people get confused all the time when you make a prediction versus your opinion. People don't delineate between the two. Here's what I think's going to happen. At this point, unless there's a difference, it's a prediction, folks, not my opinion and not the way I'm going to vote. But what I do believe will happen is that I believe the pollsters this time are going to be dead on because they're so embarrassed from the last time. And I believe that Joe Biden will win. If the election were held today, I do think he would win because I think just of the topography of the Electoral College and how it hurt Hillary, it's going to help Biden. Because he is very popular in Pennsylvania, and he is very popular in Michigan, and Bloomberg is spending $100 million in Florida.
That's pretty crazy.
If Trump doesn't take Florida, game over for him. It's simple as
well,
that.
That's what all the talking
so,
heads are saying.
So Trump loses Florida, that's it. So you have to say at this point that Joe Biden is the more likely person to win, and if he does, they're not going to wait, because as soon as California gets called at 11 o'clock is when they will call it for him, because they'll have Florida figured out by 11 o'clock. And that'll be that.
It kind of depends on what states report and how early they can report.
Well, Ohio, Michigan, Florida, and Pennsylvania will all close at like 7:30 Eastern time with Ohio. So the Western states, if Michigan and Pennsylvania and Florida go with Biden and Ohio goes with Trump, as soon as California comes in...
Yeah, but are all those states, and I, quite frankly, am ignorant of this, are all those states going to have their write-in votes counted?
Well, I think what they're going to do is like what they did with the election here in Ohio with the absentee. I think they're going to say it's such a large margin that DeWine won that... It might change it a little bit, but it's not going to swing it one way or another.
But they're talking 80% of the people doing write-in votes.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay.
I really don't. I don't think the number's going to be that high. I think people, because it's not moving like that right now. Oh, and you know what? Why can't they count the write-ins? Why can't they start with the state closes?
Some states have laws against it. They can't count the write-ins
until
the
polls
day.
Close.
Yeah.
Right. So why can't they start? I mean, it's just fed into a machine. All they got to do is put them in at 7:30.
I don't know. All I'm doing is mimicking or repeating what I've heard on talking.
No, I'm just saying, my opinion is that. Now, am I saying that I like Biden? Am I saying
I know you're not.
I'm not saying.
You never give your opinion.
No, but people will take that because it's my prediction.
You talk about pleading the fifth. You always plead the fifth.
Yeah, but I'm a journalist. So the point is that
I... What am I, Bozo the Clown?
No, I just don't give my opinion.
Your makeup's not very good.
No, it's smudged a little.
It looks
little
just
side.
Like you.
No, it's just though I think it is much harder for the Electoral College for Trump to win. Now, I think the more people realize that, you know, the harder it's going to be. It's just going to be hard.
I don't know. I think I'm scared to death that we're going to have... rioting in the streets afterwards, no matter who wins. That's what scares me. I hope that doesn't happen. I've been involved all my life with street protests, and it's no fun to be caught in a protest like
but
that.
Let me say this. Trump supporters are very devout, and it would not shock me if he won at all.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't shock me one bit.
Well, it shocked me when he won this last time.
Yeah, so. That was shocking to, I think, everybody because we didn't realize the polls were so off. I mean, even if you liked Trump, you thought he was going to lose.
Yeah, I think he thought he was going to lose.
I think he thought he was going to lose. But the polls were just so off.
Adam went totally dark here. What's the matter?
You guys were talking.
He's pleading the fifth again.
I mean, part of Trump was like, he likes to see what he can accomplish and if he can be that underdog, the lovable underdog in some cases, and... It's a case of be careful what you wish for. He ran for president, and someone had to win, and he won. So, you know, be careful what you wish for. And people have said he didn't like being president, but people have said, well, he would resign and allow Pence to be president. That has not happened. And it seems like he's grown into the office, and he does like being president. But I think he had to grow into it.
I think we just have to learn to accept who's going to win. That's what I want. Because I don't want... anger the next day, and I think we are in
there
the perfect,
will be.
Oh, but I
it's very
right,
polarizing. There will be a lot of anger on
different
both sides.
Than last time. Different than last time, and that's what I'm worried about.
Well, last time it was just stunned. They weren't
no,
angry.
But they protested in all these cities. People came out. They were angry. Yeah. But I don't think that's what it's going to be this time because we're still going to be under COVID. We're still going to be.
Well, obviously Trump's people don't care whether we're under COVID or not. They will come out in mass.
I just hope there's not violence. There's this racial overtone right now, and I don't know what would happen. I don't know.
Especially with all the new gun laws where we can what is it, stand and...
Stand your ground.
Stand your ground. That we could turn into the Wild West with people shooting at each other in the streets.
Well, I just hope it doesn't happen, because this is what I want. You know, and I said it, and people will get angry because this is what people do, but the last day, 2016, was exhausting as an election to cover it, because there was so much nastiness on both sides.
Yeah.
And the day before the election, I went on the air and I said, you know what, and it still remains true today, Donald Trump is somebody's grandfather and Hillary Clinton was somebody's grandmother.
Yep.
Now think of your own grandfather and think of your own grandmother, and let's just move from that. These are not swamp people. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I was listening and choking on a few things that Glenn said, but until he
sorry.
until he said Trump's people don't care about COVID, that just about fell out of my chair when he said that. You know, the president has.
Have you seen the rallies with nobody wearing masks and them standing shoulder to shoulder?
Have you seen the riots that the Democrats have failed to condemn? The burning and looting. You know,
I hope they get caught in their looting.
I don't think. When they go to those rallies, there's masks available, there's hand sanitizer available.
But they don't use it because they would be embarrassed.
The president has done everything. He's activated corporations to make the PPEs that weren't there. The ventilators, he supplied virtually the world with ventilators. He's had Dr. Fauci and other the top scientists.
He's tried to shut Fauci up.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, okay.
Even Fauci has said he's done everything right.
Oh, no, he hasn't. As of yesterday, even.
You need to go check your
I watched him yesterday.
But he has backed Trump all the way. And you know, President Trump has had the television announcements daily up until, recently. I just don't know, you know, and the Democrats, even when the president shut down China and Europe, he was called xenophobe and a racist by Biden and the Democrats. They went crazy. They would have no telling what this country would look like now if he hadn't shut that down. So
he let 40,000 Chinese in after he claimed he shut it down. But okay.
Obviously, that's not good enough for you either. So, you know, it's just...
No, I think we should all try to do the best we can, and I don't think he is.
I think he's done that. I don't see Biden doing that, any of that.
We have to go to break, but stay tuned, and we'll come back with much more on the other side. Stay tuned to WWG Trading.
I'll listen after the break.
Thank you. Jane, you're okay. The secretaries are a little different.
Force field, it's
around. Force field around Jane Meadows. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh107.com. Programming on WWGH.